The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Well, he's finished his gelato and he's sitting next to me here at Yagan Square. Kevin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And it's always good to be in West Australia and it's always good to be in Perth. But I feel even more proud today.
Isn't it good?
It's not finished yet, but I tell you what, it does link the two. Like they've been trying to achieve it. And you walk through and you think Perth is progressing.
Yeah, it certainly is. Isn't it great? Because you would have walked down from your office.
Yeah, right I'm over here. In Ellendale and I thought, how do I get here? And I thought, I'll just go down William Street, straight across the road. I'm sitting eating my ice cream, looking both ways. It's wide. There's people walking past.
See, and you could wander down to Northbridge for a bit of yum cha if you want, Kevin, for lunch at one stage.
Or you could go all the way down to Elizabeth Quay. Yeah. It's all joined up. I think it's just fantastic.
Well, they say that 80,000 people walk through this thoroughfare every single day.
Yeah, I think they probably would do, and you'd be pretty happy, I reckon.
Yeah, I think you would too. So how did the stock market go today?
Well, it was very quiet. That's why I'm talking so much anything other than the stock market. It was very quiet today. And why? Because Trump. You know, it's the trade wars. It's the late night tweets. You know, we need to find $100 billion. You know, so everyone goes into meltdown. So the Dow futures fall down. Everyone was watching the Dow futures today. They were down 400. Oh, they're only down 300. Oh, they're only down 240. Oh, for goodness sake, people. Just wait till it opens up tomorrow morning. Yeah, it was up 250 last night. It'll probably fall 250 and be back to where we were on Wednesday.
There we go.
There you go. So it was, we were very quiet. We were very cautious. Mm. Normally, as you know, the Friday frights, none of that today. You lost 1 point.
Lost 1 point.
1 point.
All of that work today for one point.
Yeah, 5,887. So it wasn't too bad. The movements were, they were small. BHP were up 13. ANZ, the only bank that went up today. The government talk fest, I think, which is the wealth summit, or lack of wealth, I should say, only for those that work in it, up 4 cents to 26.85. They were the best there. Woodside did well. They're up 33, back over $30. You know, we said for weeks on end then, while that rights issue is going on, while they're $28, $29, this is your time to buy them.
Yeah.
Well, back over $30 today, as you'd expect. Fortescue, good rebound, up 10 to 4.32. Qantas, what'd they do?
Took off.
Did they ever? Up 12 cents, $6.05. They're buying back their own shares. Oh. You know what I think about
you
that.
You hate that.
Westfield, they're up 14 today. It must have been a currency play on what's happening in Europe because, of course, they're going to be taken over and disappear pretty soon. Percentage-wise, electric vehicle stocks roared back into life.
Did they?
Pun intended there, too.
I like that one.
They roared back to life. They've been sold down. It's been a trend. People ring me up, so what's wrong with Kidman? What's wrong with Neometals? Nothing. They all move in tandem. Today they rebounded. Orocobre, they did have some bad results the other day, which meant less production, so that's why they rebounded. But they did. They got sold off from, they were about $7 a few weeks ago, back to $5 today. They're up 27. Galaxy, a very good day, up 5%, up 15 to 304. Blackmores, the vitamins, back in vogue, up $4.54 at $125.09.
Ooh.
Almost as much as it is for a week's supply.
With a multivitamin.
You're correct.
Get into it.
And Kidman, as I mentioned, better today. They're up 5 to 191. Gold shares were better, despite the gold price being, was that a couple of dollars, $1,326. So it's steady. Dacian doing well as well. They're doing some institutional roadshows. They poured gold this week. God bless them. Up 7 to $3.17. I love it when we raise money for companies. They get up and running. They employ lots of people. And then they grow. And then they contribute to the West Australian economy. I've got to love this business, I tell you. You can tell I'm excited.
I can
tell
you so, because you're looking at the results of good business.
I mean, I'm surrounded by goodness.
You're in Yagan Square.
I mean, and exactly right, and I'm West Australian, so I've got to be happy about that. Currency-wise, it's coming down. We like that. 76.73, euros are $1.59.5, sterling's about $1.82.5. Next week.
You're coming into the studio.
I am. I'm going to be excited by Tuesday because on Monday, the CEO of Botanix, he's normally based in Philadelphia. They're up 8% today, by the way. He's in town. It's the first time he's been in Australia since they announced the results of the acne trial. He was overseas then. So I plan to get a lot of news on that, plan to get a lot of news on the dermatitis results trials, which will be coming up pretty soon. So I'm pretty excited to find out about
that. Yeah, you are. I know this is one you've got your eye on in 2018. It's so
correct.
You can report in on Tuesday. We can get into some more detailed analysis.
Correct. Exactly.
And answer any questions that our listeners have around the stock market, where they should be putting their money
exactly.
At the
that's what we're here for.
Well, you can knock off for the week. You can go over to the shoe to the left of me and enjoy a nice pint this afternoon, Kevin.
Well, I might do that.
Good on you. Kevin Johnson with the Stock Market Report, live from Yagan Square.